Now if old Scamper hadn't disappeared and we went looking for him, when we called him, he suddenly appeared here under the trailing leaves that hide the cave. Didn't you, Scamper? I'll hold the greenery aside while you look in. There, now you can see into the cave properly.
Nice and big, isn't it? With a lovely sandy floor.
Lovely. It's a wonderful meeting place, I think.
Nobody would ever find it. It's a bit dark, that's the only thing. It's the green curtain over the door that makes it so dark.
I'll hold it back. Look!
That's fine. A cave with a ready-made curtain.
And look! The cave has a rock roof. High here and low there. And there are rocky shelves around the walls where we can put all our things. I expect we'll have to use this cave, all our Easter holes, so we can make it a kind of home, as well as a meeting place.
Yes, we can bring cushions and a box for a table.
We can keep food and lemonade here. It'll be fun.
Yes, Jack, but be careful not to let your sister Susie follow you here. She'd just love to come and bring her silly, giggling friends here and mess things up.
Oh, I'll be very careful, don't you worry. Can we come here when we like, Peter?
Anyone can come when they like, but please leave it tidy and don't go and eat all the food we leave here.
Of course, we'll do that.
Right, we'll have a meeting tomorrow morning at 10. Bring what you like to make the cave comfortable. Bring books if you like, and games. The cave's quite dry.
Everyone was sorry to leave the exciting cave. It was nice and spacious, though the roof was not very high, and it was only in places that the seven could stand upright. Its floor of soft sand reached right back into a mysterious darkness, quite out of reach of the sunshine. Peter held the curtain back as they went in one by one. Scamper, last of all, with his tail wagging madly. He liked the cave as much as the others. The children all said goodbye to each other and went off to their different homes most excited. When Jack arrived home, his sister Susie looked at his sandy shoes and asked where he had been. But Jack pushed by her and said nothing. The next day, Janet and Peter went to the old shed to collect the cushions and a few other things, and were very laden indeed as they made their way down to the quarry. Scamper carried a bone in his mouth, as he wanted to take something too. Peter and Janet were there before the others.
Leave the greenery over the entrance, Janet. Anyone coming will have to give the password. Then we'll know it's one of the secret seven.
Good idea. Hand me the things and I'll arrange them on these rocky shelves.
All right. I'll wait by the entrance and ask for the password. The sand is so soft, we won't hear anyone coming. Password.
Easter egg.
Come in, Colin.
Gosh, I never knew books were so heavy. I brought my whole set of Famous Five for anyone to borrow.
Fine, put them on the shelf. Password.
Easter egg.
Come in, Pam and Barbara. Janet will see to your parcels. Password.
Easter egg.
Not so loud, idiots. Come in. Jack, Susie didn't follow you here, did she?
No, we left her at the bottom of our garden.
Good-o. Now I'll tie our greenery curtain back and let the light in. There.
Oh, it's fabulous.
And we're lovely and safe and secret here too. I don't expect anyone remembers that there was ever a cave here.
And Scamper would bark if anyone wandered near.
Yes, and it's all beginning to look quite cosy already.
And it was. The box table was in the middle and the cushions arranged on the sandy floor. The books and plastic cups and bottles of lemonade were on the ledges and a tin stood in one corner. It had in it some of the food the seven had brought. On another ledge was a tin of bottle sweets, a packet of biscuits, 2 bars of chocolate, a jar of crab paste and another of homemade strawberry jam.
It all looks very good indeed.
Yes, we found a place for everything. By the way, that corner belongs to Scamper. He's buried his bone there, so please don't disturb it, anyone.
You can stop sitting there, Scamper. We shan't take it. We know it's your bone, and we don't want it.
I'm hungry after all this. I vote we choose something to eat. We've got very well-filled cupboards.
I'll have a ginger bun. My mother made them yesterday. They're lovely. Let's begin with those.
Good idea. They're really delicious.
Yes. I remember you brought some to the last meeting.